This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go. Well, we got a report coming up right now. Let's bring in Brendan Bayard. And Brendan, I tell you what a fantastic turnout in tournament they had. You know, Fallen Tide has not always had the best of weather, but man, it was phenomenal. Tell us what went on last week. You were down there.
Yeah, Don, we had a wonderful stretch of, must have been 5 days up to it with, winds of, less than 10 miles an hour, great conditions, lots of clean water down there, shrimp popping everywhere. You paddle in the marsh and the shrimp would practically fill in your boat where your feet were, just jumping all around. And you were like, man, I should have brought a cast net instead of a rod. they're very thick out there right now, and the fish are loving it. They're biting everywhere I went. We had several days where we would just catch, limits of trout between, 30 minutes and an hour in the morning. Lots of redfish, weren't very spooky everywhere we went. I primarily fished between Port Sulphur and Yellow Cotton Bay, just kind of bouncing around to the different areas. Lots of big flounder being caught. Congratulations to Francis Tran. Came in from Mississippi and won the event, qualified for the Hobie Saltwater Series Championship, which is coming up in December. And there was a great turnout. We had, probably, 20 people more than last year. I finished seventh, but, I was very close to the weight Francis had, like I think 0.4 pounds away, but there were seven people in between us. That's just how good the fishing was. I had a, almost 20 inch trout, a 25 and a half inch red, and like a 17 inch flounder, and that was good for seventh. So
you're talking about 6 ounces separating seven places. That is about as tight as it can get, and what a great time to have it too. You just got that flounder in before it closed.
Yeah, it's we try to with the new flounder regulations, we try to have Fallen Tide right at the end there, so we can use that flounder. I guess if we pushed it past that, we could do a CPR style tournament where we're using the rulers and taking pictures. But guys, love to eat those flounder, make a little sandwich or something when you get home. I did. I made some almondine. Enjoyed that this week. It was great. But if you can get out there and go fishing, it's really going on down there in Plaquemines Parish. You got a north or, east, northeast wind. You got that nice levee to protect you. You can get in close to that and catch a lot of fish. Really, it's set up perfectly for this type of year's, this time of year's seasonal winds. So great time to get down there and catch some fish.
And congratulations again to Francis Tran. His name has come up more than a couple of times on this show. He's a pretty good fisherman.
Oh, yeah. He's really big in the bass fishing world that Hobie does. He's gone out there and had great success. I think he's probably even fishing in their invitational, which is really, really hard to get into.
Well, hopefully he can make it to the Worlds and represent us real good down here in Louisiana. Brendan, thanks for the report. We always appreciate it. Kind of stay out of the wind, and thanks for an excellent report. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right, Brendan Bayard. Next week, you'll hear from Captain Eric Mojabarak.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.